The synapse is the place where the neuron communicates with another structure. And again, neurons can communicate with a variety of structures. Some neurons connect to other neurons. Other neurons are going to connect to organs to tell organs what to do or to receive information from the organ of how what's going on in the organ. Some neurons synapse with glands, and some actually synapse with muscles, as we learned earlier when we were talking about motor units and so on. And the way that most synapses communicate is through neurotransmitters, and these are chemicals that are used by the neurons to communicate with each other or with the other structures that they're going to communicate with. And I want to point out, when we're talking about a synapse, the neuron that is bringing the message and delivering it to another neuron, right now we're talking about the case where two neurons are communicating with each other, the neuron that is bringing the message and sending it to the second neuron is usually called the presynaptic neuron. And the neuron that's receiving that message, that's receiving the neurotransmitters and then bringing that message forward again, is going to be the postsynaptic neuron. And so keep in mind, presynaptic neuron is always going to be sending the message. The postsynaptic neuron is going to be receiving it. We can also sometimes talk about the postsynaptic cells when we're talking about muscle cells or gland cells or organ cells, etc., that are receiving information. I want to talk about the different types of synapses. These are going to probably make sense when you think about the different ways that neurons can synapse. If it synapses with a muscle, that's called a neuromuscular synapse. If it synapses with a gland, that's called a neuroglandular synapse. If it synapses with another neuron, that's called neuronal. It's the nerve-to-nerve synapse. And oftentimes when this area where the synapse is going to be located forms a kind of an expansion, or it's a little bit larger little ending, and that's called the synaptic knob.